Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Saturday morning show, the JJS show, or the John Jacob Schmidt show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Happy to be your host. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name, too. Boy, hopefully you guys are faring well in the American Redoubt, where you've been affected by this early snowstorm punch to the gut. It has really paralyzed. Lady Liberty and I were out riding around. Of course, we've got a very capable SUV, but saw a semi slid off the road on one side, a couple miles down the road, another car slid off the other way, and folks reporting that multiple slide-offs and accidents on I-90. It was, it's really something. This is not normal. For those of you that are new to the American Redoubt, maybe you've considered moving here, you're seeing it on the news, this is not normal. Usually, we may get one or two little snowflakes before Halloween, but usually the snow doesn't come for a week or two after that, and we'll get a little skiff, some little stick on the ground, gets everyone excited. They'll kind of back off and through Thanksgiving, and then December is when we start actually seeing snow stick for a couple days, any significant accumulations. Well, this is unusual, not unprecedented, but it is not normal. Pretty heavy, lots of snow loads. I haven't heard of any power going out anywhere, but this is the time of year that makes us start thinking about that kind of stuff. Of course, the way this year has been going, lots of folks, in fact, they're already burned out on prepping. They're tired of thinking about it, talking about it. They just want to live normal again. It's kind of a strange, slow roast. This is a slow-rolling disaster this year. Well, coming up here in just about, 10 days, we have something that's likely to be very significant socially, politically. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach from what I was hoping to do on the Saturday shows and the Sunday shows, is talking about the warfare, the coming war. We are actually already at war with China, at least. But we're talking about fourth generational warfare, which includes the social aspect of it and the propaganda components to it, the economic components to it. And all of it is headed toward ultimately toward one goal, and that is to dominate over another culture or destroy it, and leaving you at the top of the hill, the king of the hill. Well, right now I want to focus on the elections. There's a lot going on there, and I started to get into it this week with Lady Liberty on the morning commute, which, by the way, thank you guys for joining us over there as well and following us. So for our regular listeners that are also listening to us on the morning commute, some of this is going to sound, very familiar. Wouldn't hurt to have a refresher anyway. There's an article that Sam Culper over at Forward Observer wrote up titled, "Are You Ready for the Royal Rumble?" which is what he's been calling it, to what he's called the period between Election Day and the inauguration. Well, there's some folks that definitely have some plans in place. Now, as I mentioned before, I want to reiterate, it's very important that we start learning how to, and I'm saying if you're a patriot, if you're just, I'm just a prepper, I'm going to hunker down with my food, my stuff and lock the gates, and nobody's coming in, nobody's leaving until the dust settles. All right, that's not who I'm talking to. I'm talking about patriots that are concerned about your country. You want to try to find some way to restore and preserve our heritage, our country, Americanism, the rule of law, the concepts found within our Declaration and our Constitution. Even if the United States changed into something other than what it is right now, the borders and everything that we see right now, we at least want to hold to those original founding principles. In order to do that, to be effective and to be able to contribute in any kind of meaningful way, you're going to have intelligence. Now, maybe you don't need intelligence. There's a lot of talented listeners in this audience with various different backgrounds. Now, you may not be the leader that needs intelligence, but your leaders will. Whether it's a pastor, whether it's your local elected official, a county commissioner, a state representative, some influential leader within your community, who are all banding together to try to collaborate with one another, even in a provisional sense, your leadership are going to need accurate intelligence. And Sam Culper has been doing a really good job of outlining that intelligence process. I've been trying to point folks back to back on his original blog. He started republishing articles, and there's one over here at GuerrillaAmerica.com. GuerrillaAmerica.com. That's where I first stumbled across Sam Culper years ago, 10 years ago, I think. But he's got one that he just a couple of weeks ago posted: The Intelligence Problems in Vietnam, Lessons Learned, Part 1. And I want to get to that in the second segment. I want to come back to that. But there are a couple of different components to this. First of all, we have a culture war that is going on right now. And like I said, we are at war. But you're not at a shooting war, per se. At least... Unless you are defending yourself, like we saw with Kyle Rittenhouse and different examples like this. We've seen people ambushed, Molotov cocktails thrown at vehicles, police officers, buildings, and so on. There are threats now. There are threats that the left has made in response to a potential Trump win, or what they're saying is actually they're calling it a coup. They're already calling it a coup, and they're planning on action items that those on the far left, communists, should engage in when this president tries to, when Trump tries to overthrow the president, which is the winner of the upcoming election, which is Joe Biden. Just ask any communist, they'll tell you. So after the election, they need to throw Trump out of Washington, D.C. And they're already calling it a coup by President Trump refusing to leave. So they're saying stop the coup, which means stop Trump, so that the legitimate president can take office, which they mean Joe Biden. So it's already a foregone conclusion that Biden is going to win, and Trump is going to refuse to leave the White House, essentially pulling off a coup against a legitimately elected president or elected official. That's the narrative that they're trying to lay down right now. And they already have action items they're calling folks to do, to carry out, to engage in. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. I'm going to go over that here in just a moment. But the intelligence process is so important because you cannot make informed decisions without accurate, timely information. Okay, this has been processed and verified, right? And then when it becomes intelligence, when information transitions, becomes intelligence, and then the intelligence makes its way into the right hands, decision makers, policy makers. So let me go to this article that I referenced yesterday. This is actually being put out by, and I saved this as an HTML page. So if they take it down, it's amazing. Some of the stuff where the communists call for action and you see it on the internet and all of a sudden it's gone. They pull it down. Somebody says, oh, this isn't wise. We're tipping our hand here. Let's quick pull this down. And you can't find it, right? So when you find something that could be of value to you or to those around you, leadership and those that you care about and those that are like-minded, those in the Patriot community, maybe your elected official, maybe even law enforcement need to see some of this stuff. And so you can save a page and a web page as HTML. So it preserves all of the contents of that web page. Even if they pull it down, you've got it now downloaded as a file that you could recreate or recover. So when I come back, I'm going to talk about the Pacific Northwest Community Action Network. It's called the Week of Action, November 4th through the 11th. It's riddled with talking points that are indicative of communist revolutionaries. The same type, the same rhetoric, the same mantra, the same terminology, and the same language that we've seen with communist revolutionaries for decades. For decades. 80 years at least. Even when the communists were trying to get a foothold in what became Nazi Germany, the socialists against the communists, they were duking it out. And the communists then are using the same terminology that communists today are using. But only this is called the Pacific Northwest Community Action Network. In other words, if you're in the American Redoubt, if you're in Patriot territory, this means this is your backyard they're targeting. We'll talk about that when we come back. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfront Suites on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Check them out. Great folks. And this is a beautiful time of year. This snow is going to melt off. We're going to have yellow and red and orange trees and a beautiful drive up there. And after we get this early snow melted off, be back to fall again. I think I'm hopeful. I'm being hopeful. But check him out, riverfrontsuites.com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. We will be right back.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
This is segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt, the Saturday morning John Jacob Schmidt show. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully you're enjoying your first or second cup of Minutemen coffee. I am. And man, I really sure appreciate those guys. Finally, a great coffee company, Patriot-owned business right here in the American Redoubt. So we're stoked about that. Check them out at MinutemenCoffee.com. And hopefully you guys, you're enjoying that. I am. I love living here in the American Redoubt. I love, despite the plans and the attempts of the left, I just, when you're surrounded by Christian patriots, conservative, patriotic Americans, just real wholesome people. You can feel it. You can feel it when you come over the Cascade Mountains, when you leave the west side, whether it's Oregon or Washington, and you drop down into the eastern portion, you start getting into patriot territory. It feels good. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to start seeing, you know, crosses posted up. And, well, just like 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and when the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And you can feel it. You can feel the difference. It feels good. So we are broadcasting right now on AM 630 and on 96.5 FM. And, of course, our live listening streaming. Don't forget, if you missed this or any other show, you can listen to this or any of our previous shows at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. That's the website. All right, now, right before we took a break, I started to talk about the Week of Action, November 4th through the 11th of 2020. This is a leftist communist organization or outfit who have a website called PNW Community Action Network dot noblogs.org. Oh, so you can just do an internet search for Pacific Northwest Community Action Network. Week of Action, November 4th through the 11th. So let me just read a little bit of this. We must become organized and send a clear message that we will not tolerate voter disenfranchisement or election theft, nor will we tolerate a two-party system that serves only the wealthy and are instead committed to building a truly just and equitable society. We ask urban and rural community members, tenants, workers, affinity groups, an affinity group, unions, local organizations of any kind to join us in a wave of community action beginning November 4th. We cannot pay rent, so we will not pay rent. We cannot safely work, so we will not work. If you belong to a church group or neighborhood association, a union, or a grange, please talk to your friends and community about what you can do to fight for the kind of change that won't come from either party. Well, which party is this going to come from? Which party is this change going to come from? Inquiring minds want to know. Well, it's the Communist Party. That's not what they're going to call it, though. They don't have to, because the Democrats have fully been infiltrated by communists, and most of the Republican Party have now as well. But they want to shut down business as usual, they call it, defending our communities and building a web of mutual aid projects and neighborhood assemblies. We can form new community support structures to sustain long-term opposition. We can work to take care of our community's needs ourselves. We join the People's Strike campaign. In other words, hold all of your businesses hostage. Calling for a nationwide sustained resistance after the election. Why? Why? Echo the calls for international resistance to fascism in the first week of November. We're in a crisis. Let's act like it. Let's create a crisis. So there's going to be an opening rally, 12 p.m. Wednesday, November 4th, at the, and I'm not sure where this is, North Park Blocks on this day. And this is Pacific Northwest. So I'm not really saying exactly where that is. Probably just wherever you are, you can register here. So I'm sure they're going to have different places where you can be able to meet and do this resistance. So this is what they say. Join us. And we call for the people of the Pacific Northwest to plan actions united by these following principles. Here's the principles. The first one, no Trump. No election theft. Okay, so if Trump wins, then he stole it, right? Which backs this other group and this other effort that we see that's been circulating called Stop the Coup. But in other words, stop Trump from overthrowing the president, which is Biden in their minds. So number two, Black Lives Matter and racist policing. Three, decolonize. This is indigenous land. I don't know what, who's, there's not even an adult involved in this. There can't be. First of all, we're not colonized here. This is the United States of America. It was the land that was given to us by the Lord. He has blessed it. There were people that were here indigenously, and guess what? They were traded. They are still alive. They have their own land and their own autonomy. What other nation would have come in here and give them that? Russia, Britain, Spain, France. They would have annihilated the indigenous people in this country. And let's decolonize. What does that even mean? Should we just all just pack up and leave? Well, that's, yes, essentially. I've actually heard college professors say that's what we need to do. Restore this back to the indigenous people. Okay, let's play with that ridiculous, silly, childish, ignorant thought for just a moment. And let's say we all go back. I go back. I'm not sure where to go back to, Scotland or Norway, because I'm descendants of both. But I pick one, I guess, except they wouldn't let me go there because I'd have to be quarantined. But don't think for a minute that the Chinese wouldn't be here in a week. There's no decolonizing North America. Just get that out of your head. Stop even saying it, because it just makes you look completely, absolutely retarded. Four, mutual aid, share resources, which is, of course, what any good comrade would do. Any communist is going to share resources, right? Five, neighborhood organizing, build neighborhood assemblies. That's going to go over well. Six, take direct action, disrupt business as usual. What we've seen in the past, this summer, direct action and disrupting business as usual means arson, rioting, theft, brutality, murder, rape, assault. The list goes on and on. This is what we've seen when the left has taken direct action. We've seen American citizens, and including police officers and other first responders, hospitalized, ambushed, killed, injured, because of these leftists taking direct action and disrupting business as usual. Business as usual means a flourishing economy, like restaurants. Restaurants where people are sitting there dining, eating and drinking, and spending their money on our local businesses. And what we've seen in the news is these thugs come in with bullhorns and drums, knocking tables over, knocking people over, assaulting people, punching women in the face, knocking men out with their fists and with clubs, screaming that there is no peace until there's justice, until the systemic racism stops, which is a lie. It's all a lie. The other thing that they want to do is, they're saying housing is a right. Resist evictions. Oh, great. So here comes the squatting. This is just right. I'll tell you what, if you haven't read Ayn Rand's book, We the Living, this is a lot of this is right out of the Bolshevik Revolution, when the Bolsheviks took over, the communists took over in Russia in the early 19-teens. And even though it's a fictional story, it's probably one of the best descriptions I've seen of the daily life the citizens had to endure while this creeping communism crept in. Reproductive justice. Defend the rights, the right to choose, except for the baby doesn't get to choose. reproductive justice. You get to choose the right whether or not to have your child or whether or not to murder it. But you notice how they're starting to change it to reproductive justice. So when the vaccines come, well, you don't have a right over your own body because that doesn't fall under reproductive justice. So they're starting to change the terminology here because they want to force you to take the vaccine when it comes, which is going to alter your DNA, according to Bill Gates. And he's giddy about it. The other thing, strike for power. Our labor is ours. That is communist mantra. Build urban-rural connections. What they want to do is actually urbanize the rural communities by degrading rural standards and implementing rural or urban standards, which is power and control and regulation and demoralization and on and on. There's more. Solidarity with all oppressed peoples, except you. We protect us. We defend ourselves, which is what the Sharia proponents are saying as well. And the communist thugs want to police themselves, which is why the Black Lives Matter are now calling for, we need arms. In California, they're saying we need to arm ourselves because we can provide for our own defense. That's going to go over well. Also, migrant justice, end border militarization, and supporting worldwide liberation. Stop the global fascist agenda for the people. They're calling this popular mobilization or pop mob. Interesting. They're actually calling it a mob, but it's short for mobilization, right? It's a pop mob, all right. All right, so this is what we're up against, folks. The Youth Liberation Front, Revolutionary Abolitionist Group, Willamette Action Collective, Portland Democratic Socialists of America, Rural Organizing Project, Direct Action Alliance, and Portland Rising Tide, Rose City Antifa, and Never Again. Oh, I forgot to mention Symbiosis PDX. Also, these are the groups that are behind this document. They're the communist revolutionaries in our streets. All right, join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m., RadioFreeRedoubt.com, broadcasting and streaming here from Patriot Territory. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and I'm John Jacob Schmidt. God bless.